Everybody wants AI to help run infrastructure. A lot fewer people are asking where that AI is allowed to fail. Because the hard part is not getting an agent to suggest a change. The hard part is making sure that change can be tested, challenged, and debugged before anything touches real cloud infrastructure. And that is what made this conversation interesting to me. Not just the AI angle. The idea that before we trust agents with real systems, they may need a real training ground first. Hey, I'm Brian Teller. I work in DevOps and SRE, and I run Teller's Tech. Ship It Weekly is where I filter the noise and focus on what actually matters when you are the one running infrastructure and owning reliability. Most weeks, it's a quick news recap. In between those, I do interview episodes with people building tools, systems, and ideas that could actually change how this work gets done. Today is one of those conversations. I'm joined by Ong Chen, associate professor at the University of Michigan. He's working on Project Vera, which is now being positioned as a high-fidelity, multi-cloud emulator you can run locally on your laptop, with support for AWS EC2 and GCP Compute. At a practical level, the pitch is pretty straightforward. Test cloud infrastructure locally, use standard tooling, avoid real accounts, real spend, and real blast radius while you are iterating. But the bigger idea behind Vera is what really got my attention. Ong frames this as part of a longer-term vision for giving AI agents a safe learning environment, or what he calls a kind of world model for digital systems, where they can build operational intelligence before ever touching real infrastructure. So in this conversation, we get into what high fidelity really means, how Vera works at the API layer, how it can sit under workflows that already use CLI tools, SDKs, or Terraform, and why that matters if you want faster feedback without pointing tests at the real cloud. We also get into the skeptical operator questions. How close does something like this actually need to be before you trust it? Where is it strong today, and where is it still early? And if AI is going to play a bigger role in infrastructure, what kind of safety layer should exist first? That's the real conversation here. Not whether AI can generate infra work, whether it can be forced to prove itself somewhere safe before it earns access to the real thing. If you like these kinds of conversations, follow the show wherever you listen. Subscribe on YouTube and check out shipitweekly.fm or tellerstech.com for more episodes, show notes, and everything else that I'm building. All right, let's jump in. Today, I'm joined by Ong Chen, an associate professor at the University of Michigan. He's working on Project Vera, which is basically trying to build a high-fidelity cloud emulator using AI agents, starting with EC2. Ong, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Brian. I'm excited to be here.
So tell me about Project Vera. What is it?
It's an effort that automatically generates a digital twin of your cloud deployment. DevOps can be very tricky to get right, and we don't want any downtime or security issues when we actually push the program to the cloud. So you can think of it as a sandbox that's a digital copy of your actual infrastructure. But within this sandbox, the DevOps programs can be tested, they can be debugged. You can even deploy an AI agent to play with the sandbox and get to know more about your deployment without actually reaching into the actual deployment itself. And what's interesting about the sandbox is that it's actually generated by AI agent itself. You have an AI agent that reads the cloud documentation, and you could also observe traces and logs about the deployment. And it uses a very specialized program synthesis pipeline to generate an emulator framework. The emulator framework will mimic the behavior of EC2, for instance, in terms of how to respond to a certain call, what should be the responses and formats in a very high fidelity manner. And the same idea generalizes to other services in AWS, and it generalizes to other clouds as well. Actually, we're building it for Azure and GCP and other clouds as well. So it's a agent building a simulator of the cloud. And on that cloud, on that simulator, the DevOps engineers can do a lot of their works much easier.
What's the target audience for a tool like this?
Right. It would be primarily for DevOps engineers who want to test their programs in the sandbox. The DevOps engineer can deploy their programs in the sandbox and observe the behavior and debug their programs before they push it to the actual cloud. And that sandbox can also be used to support DevOps, like AI assistants. AI is getting very powerful every day, but we often don't want the AI to directly work on the infrastructure because it could hallucinate. So having an AI agent testing its proposed actions in the sandbox before putting it to the cloud would be another use case of the sandbox.
Is it interfacing with like IAC, like a Terraform or CloudFormation, or how does that integrate?
Right. This simulator emulates the cloud at the API level. Basically, every API that creates virtual machines subnets is captured here. So basically, it can support SDK scripts, but it can also support CloudFormation and Terraform, because eventually they all call into the APIs. And in the release that we have like CRI test cases that mimic Amazon, but also Terraform programs that can be booted on this emulator.
When you say high fidelity, what does that mean in practice?
Right. It means that there are two key properties of this emulator. Because this is generated by an AI co-developer, so to speak, that reads the cloud documentation and tests against the cloud, we want to make sure that this is not vulnerable to hallucination. AIs are getting very good, but they still have hallucination. And we have two ways to prevent this from happening. And the first is the AI agent that we have built that's behind Vera is using formal abstractions, is using formal methods and verification to make sure that the code eliminates classes of hallucination problems. So it's built to be correct by construction without suffering from arbitrary errors that an AI model would otherwise introduce. And the second is that the AI agent also takes this simulator and strategically tests this against Amazon. Because this emulator is generated by the agent understands the inner workings of the emulator, and it can understand what might be some edge cases and what might be some places where strategic testing would be helpful. So the agent also takes this emulator and produce traces and send it to the cloud, observe whether the behaviors are the same or not. And if they're same, that's what we mean by high fidelity. And if there are discrepancies, the AI agent will then consume these two traces and automatically patch the emulator so that in the next test case, they will be aligned with each other.
Interesting. I guess I'm curious, how does it get around the non-deterministic behavior of an AI or an LLM specifically?
Right. And that's a very good question. That's where the formal abstractions come in. Instead of having the AI write code in a freeform style, we actually have a lot of scaffolding. That's the key part. The structure of the emulator is a deterministic framework. And what we ask the AI to do is essentially fill in the blanks that we have left out instead of being creative about writing everything about the emulator. So it's a combination of neural and symbolic methods where the neural framework constrains the behavior and is fully deterministic. And there are strategic parts where the AI needs to read the documentation and understand what it's supposed to do. And it's only filling in these blanks in a way that's constrained by the scaffolding.
So it's like a spec then that you're built around, okay.
Exactly.
Or in Cursor or Kiro, it's like a plan file that it's reading. Is it like a pre-prompt or is it more specific than that?
It's more specific than that. So we use a special kind of phone methods that builds classes and abstractions, almost like a template.
Okay.
And the template has a very well-defined structure. And we know that the structure cannot go wrong because it's deterministic. But the structure also has certain stops. And the stops are where the AI agents will generate code and insert it into. So it's more specific than a pre-prompt, almost like a class that can be inherited and can be turned into a compute instance, can be turned into a subnet, a firewall, and so forth.
So can you walk me through the shape of the system? If I'm calling an EC2 API, what's happening behind the scenes?
Right. So if it's calling into the EC2 API, so that API will be captured by the emulator framework, and it will create a class, so to speak, that captures the behaviors as specified in the EC2 virtual machine documentation. For instance, there's a run instance which creates the virtual machine, and you could destroy it, you could attach disks to it, and so forth. And that will trigger some state modification, almost like IAC, where Terraform contains the state. So here, the emulator mimics that workflow, and it also contains state. But now we have a virtual machine, and the virtual machine could have a specific name. And if there's another API that attaches a disk to the virtual machine, the emulator will also capture that by modifying the internal state. So it is a hierarchy of these services where you could instantiate a virtual machine, and the virtual machine could be contained in a VPC. So when you're updating the virtual machine, for instance, the emulator knows that it also must update the VPC.
So talking about state, how do you deal with weird edge cases like eventual consistency, retries, throttling, quota errors, that sort of thing?
Right. So the emulator framework itself is generated by an AI agent that reads the cloud documentation. So the cloud documentation describes the key behaviors of the cloud, but it doesn't describe everything. So the question that you ask is a very important class of problems which are not fully documented in the documentation. As an example, eventual consistency and consistent guarantees are often not described in detail. But the API behaviors, how it should perform, is documented very extensively. So what we are doing here is that we are taking the emulator and bootstrap it to a fully functional emulator, but doesn't capture some of the nuances regarding throttling, rate limiting, consistency. But we have another simulator in the backend that can supply some of these semantics. So this functional emulation can be, if there's a call into an API, that API, we can also emulate latency for that API, throttling behaviors and quotas. So there are orthogonal subsystem that supplies that kind of intricate detail to the emulator. That's a great question.
What's the success bar? Is it like same response, same timing, same failure mode?
Yeah. So there are two milestones. The first milestone is that it should enable the same inputs and outputs for the APIs, mm-hmm. so that DevOps engineers doesn't have to actually go to the cloud to understand whether their program is working. So they would just test it and observe the actions in this emulator. And the second milestone is that actually this emulator can help with DevOps perform better debugging than the cloud can. And the reason is that when the cloud has an error, it gives you some trace, but that trace is often verbose. It doesn't really help with pinpointing which line of code is problematic in your Terraform file or in your SDK file. Because there's an AI agent living in the sandbox, the agent can analyze the traces and produce better debugging information and even pinpoint the problems in Terraform. So the second milestone is actually to do better debugging than what the cloud can do.
Interesting. So how do you prove that it's not lying to me?
That is a heart of the question. How do we make sure that this emulator is actually producing the same responses? In the first release, in the GitHub, we have more than 200 test cases. And these are CRI command lines that you would type into AWS. And we run a test between Vera and an existing emulator. So what we've shown is that Vera is already doing much better than existing emulators. But the same set of test cases have also shown that Vera sometimes fails to produce the same behavior, because this is an agent that continuously improves itself. And the first release gets a 70% based on our measurement. And but this agent, we have another version that's continuous running and improving itself until it hits all the test cases. So one way that people test it is to use a leading emulator called LocalStack. Mm-hmm. LocalStack is this really nice tool that emulates AWS APIs.
Yeah. It's not one-to-one. I found it's good in some ways, but yeah, it's
not one-to-one. It's close enough to enable classes of DevOps testing. In the open source release, actually, we did a comparison between Vera and LocalStack. So what we found is that Vera covers more than 70% of the cases, whereas LocalStack covers 40%. So the first version of Vera is already performing quite well in that regard. And we also have another version that's continuously improving itself. And the goal is to simulate the behavior of the cloud to Terraform and DevOps programs, almost like the Turing test. The ultimate goal is when we run a DevOps program against the simulator versus against the cloud, the DevOps program doesn't feel any difference. It doesn't necessarily mean that has to be line by line, character by character, the same regarding the logs and the outputs. But we want it to be high fidelity enough that DevOps engineers can test it thoroughly in this simulator.
So if I'm a platform team, where would I actually plug this in? Local dev versus CI versus prepod validation? Like what would be a good first step?
Right. One way of using this is to integrate it to the CI/CD pipeline. When there are code changes, there's a new Terraform file. The agent can take the changes and validate it in the sandbox first and suggest changes to the program if there are errors and fix these errors and generate corrections for the DevOps engineers so that this would be integrated to the CI/CD before it's actually pushed to the cloud.
Is there any use cases where maybe it's not well suited for yet? Maybe it doesn't have enough testing around it or validation.
So there are two things that we know about the limitations of Vera. The first limitation is that it doesn't yet cover all resources in AWS. It does cover EC2, which is a key service. But there's also a lot more beyond EC2. That's the first limitation that we know. And the second limitation is that the current version doesn't do some of the things that we are thinking about. For instance, I've talked about AI-based debugging suggestions to DevOps engineers. So that tooling is not fully ready yet. So currently, if there's a bug, Vera doesn't automatically diagnose the bug for you, which is part of our ongoing plan. For the first limitation, which is that it doesn't support all APIs and it doesn't support customization. For instance, it doesn't automatically understand how a specific deployment is like. That deployment for an enterprise may not all use all the APIs. They may use the APIs in a very specialized way. So these kind of customizations are also not there yet, but they are on our agenda.
So it sounds like EC2 is its area where you've had a lot of focus and it seems like you have trusted output there. What's the nastiest EC2 edge case that you've had to emulate?
There's a very interesting edge case that we have found in this exercise, which is that sometimes our AI co-developer that writes the emulator uses one type of string formats, like a camel cases, whereas EC2 may format the same string differently. And that's very interesting because a Terraform program expects a certain type of format. And if it's formatted slightly differently, then Terraform program won't run. So there we had to create specialized directions for the agent so that you would only produce camel cases when it's supposed to be camel cases. In other cases, produce snake cases and so forth. I thought that was a very interesting and unexpected edge case where the initial version of Vera didn't produce the exact response, and we had to do extra engineering to make that align.
Interesting. Do you think clouds will ever make official emulators good enough, or is learned emulation the path?
Right. One thing that's very special about cloud emulation compared to other types of emulators is that the cloud is a moving target. There are new services every week, and there are API changes. Many of these changes will introduce different behaviors. So it's building an emulator for the cloud. Our experience is that there are two key challenges. One is that the size of the cloud is so big, and there are so many different clouds with different behaviors. Beyond AWS, we've also investigated Azure and GCP, which is on our agenda as well. They all have different APIs. They have different behaviors. The emulation for one cloud doesn't really generalize to the other. The second is that the APIs go through constant evolution. Because the clouds they want to stay competitive. They're introducing new services, new ways of using these services. We really believe that learned an AI agent built emulator is the path because the AI agent doesn't have to spend a lot more extra effort once the emulator framework is there. It still has to align the emulator periodically. Whenever there's an API change, the agent has to understand what has changed. It has to generate strategic test cases to realign that API, but it doesn't have to do everything from scratch. So this agent can keep up with the changes that happen in the cloud, and it can gradually expand to different clouds. So this is an ever-expanding emulator that can catch up with the speed of the cloud. And that's something that we are very excited about regarding this learned emulation.
Have you done much as far as GCP training yet? I'm just curious because the IAM approach in GCP is completely different than the IAM approach in AWS.
Right.
Or even like Cloud Run versus Lambda is also completely different. Fundamentally different services, although the same general idea or same general focus.
Yeah. And that is a very good question. The clouds call the same service differently. So they're almost aliases. So here is where AI will shine. Because as long as we can make the AI understand, there are certain concepts across clouds that are similar. Instances are called virtual machines in a different cloud. Then there's certain knowledge base in the AI that can transfer from one cloud to another. So there's a core of the learned knowledge that can transfer, but not everything. The APIs are still different, and the services do not always have a counterpart across clouds. But what I'm excited about this approach is that some core knowledge of the cloud can be transferred so that when we're building the second emulator for GCP, it will be much faster than the first one for AWS, where it has to learn everything, all the concepts from scratch.
Where can people find more information about Vera?
We have an open source release called Project Vera, and it's project-vera.github.io, where we have an open source release, as well as the publication that we had over the years that eventually led to this paper, to this simulator. And that could be a good source of information that not only is about the release, but also the rationale behind the release and the specific approach that we take in designing Vera and other tools that we have built in the past couple of years surrounding AI ops and DevOps. And we are looking for contributors to help us improve Vera. And if you're interested in contributing to the open source release or contributing new ideas, or if you have a service that you would like to see emulated, this is something that we are very excited to help you with.
What's the license model for Vera currently?
It's under MIT license in open
source. That's good to hear. Too many new open source projects is like to limit their open source initiatives, which is a little frustrating.
Right. It's fully open source under MIT license.
Nice. Well, thank you, Ong, for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's great to be here.
All right. That's my conversation with Ong Chen. My biggest takeaway for this one is that AI for infrastructure gets a lot more believable when it has to survive a sandbox first. That's what makes Vera interesting to me. Not just that it emulates cloud behavior, but that it is trying to create a local, high-fidelity environment where cloud workflows can be tested without real credentials, real billing, or real production risk. And since we recorded this, the project has clearly kept moving. It's now being presented publicly as a multi-cloud emulator, not just an EC2-focused idea. With AWS and GCP support, and a stronger public story around local testing and safer iteration. I also liked that the bigger vision was not just AI does ops. It was more grounded than that. Give agents a training ground. Let them learn inside something rule-based. See how they behave, see where they fail, then decide what, if anything, deserves to get closer to real infrastructure. That feels like a much better direction than jumping straight from demo to production. If you enjoyed this episode, follow Ship It Weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want the show notes, links to Ong, Project Vera, and the resources we talked about, head over to shipitweekly.fm or tellerstech.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you later this week.